Teagle remained in partnership with Farben in the matter of tetraethyl lead, an additive used in aviation gasoline, wrote author Charles Higham. German Luftwaffe chief Hermann Göring's Air Force couldn't fly without it. Only Standard, DuPont, and General Motors had the rights to it. Teagle helped organize a sale of the precious substance to Farben President Schmitz, who, in 1938, traveled to London and borrowed 500 tons from Ethel, the British Standard subsidiary. Next year, Schmitz and his partners returned to London and obtained $15 million worth. The result was that Hitler's Air Force was rendered capable of bombing London, the city that had provided the supplies. Also by supplying Japan with tetraethyl, Teagle helped make it possible for the Japanese to wage World War II. Following negative publicity regarding these tetraethyl transactions in 1938, Teagle resigned from the board of GAF to be replaced by future Secretary of Defense James V. Forrestal. Curiously, it was the same Walter Teagle who helped create the National Recovery Administration, one of President Roosevelt's New Deal agencies designed to regulate American business. This was an odd choice if the captains of American industry were as opposed to socialism as they publicly claimed. By the mid-1930s, with the government, military, and the German cartels now firmly in hand, Hitler knew it was time to strengthen his influence over international bankers and businessmen. Despite his declared intentions to nationalize German businesses and curtail the power of international business and finance, Hitler initially had little trouble getting funds from corporate sponsors who saw his National Socialism as a necessary alternative to worldwide communism. His appeal to the common people offered a chance to win the working class away from communism, noted James Poole, author of Who Financed Hitler? In America, efforts were underway to market Nazism to the public while concurrently practicing economic espionage. Teagle, together with Farben chief Schmitz, hired famed New York publicist Ivy Lee to pass proprietary information on American companies to Germany and to spin news stories so as to gloss over the darker side of Nazism. By the late 1930s, Lee was being paid $25,000 a year for disseminating pro-Nazi propaganda in America. Payments to Lee came from a Farben U.S. subsidiary, American IG, and moved through Lee's company account with Chase Bank and his personal account at New York Trust Company.